This is a Harper Guys production.
The Harper contains foul language and adult material. If you are easily offended and thin-skinned, you should hit the stop button now. And if you are not a complete idiot, let's get this party started.
Let's get down to brass tacks, gentlemen. If I was informed correctly, the clock is ticking. Is that right, Jimmy?
Yeah, but good luck arguing that in court. Let me get down to brass tacks.
Listen, let's get down to brass tacks here. How much for the ape?
Jack, let's just cut the crap and get down to brass tacks here.
Are you hating on Neil Diamond?
Holy fuck! Fuck Neil Diamond!
Our dream of deathmatch is going to come to fruition, and my golden ticket is going to pay off.
Hoo-ah!
Don't you fucking hoo-ah me, motherfucker!
I want the ability to time travel.
Dumb. This is stupid.
Welcome to the Hopper, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jake with me, as always, my co-host Adam.
That's right.
Coming at you for the second week in a row, because we had missed a week in there, so you're getting your back-to-back dose of the Harper here, starting to open things up, which we're really excited about. And speaking of that, we're going to open up with our PSA.
Opening up episode, drumroll please, number 70.
Flying.
You believe that shit?
I can.
Turn myself up a little bit, because Maybe it's right here. All right, that's better.
There you go.
Okay.
There we go.
Episode 70. 70. Wow. All right, visit us at theharperguys.com. There you can follow and like the Fred Martin guys and share. Also, visit us at iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. If you're watching right now on YouTube, subscribe, comment, and if you comment, you'll become part of the show. I just saved it for Jake.
Woo.
And thank you to Ethan Maxwell, who came in with the Demilitarized Zone for the intro.
Beautiful.
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 You got any buddies you want to make a shout-out to out here?
I don't really think I got any shout-outs this week, man. It's been a hectic kind of crazy week. Not too much. Did I miss something? Is there something I should be shouting out that I'm not sure of?
I'm just giving you the oppo.
Nope. I think I'm clear for takeoff. I see you're rocking the Chubb jersey this evening with the Indians Wahoo faced hat in hand. So I'm guessing that we're gonna go a little sports direction this evening.
Well, we recorded last week.
Yeah.
Got a lot off my chest. Show's very therapeutic at times.
Sure.
And through this week, because we were recording back-to-back weeks to get caught up for our misnomer.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. I'm like, man, I'm not feeling the hate.
That's good.
I'm not feeling the disgruntledness.
That's exciting.
What should, and every once in a while, Jake's always like, we don't always have to bitch about shit on the Harper. I'm like, you're right. We've done plenty of shows about favorite sitcoms, what would you do if you had three wishes? Some of our better shows.
Yeah.
Good shows. And I'm like, you're right. So this is going to be one of those shows. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Might not be for the ladies. Unless you're a ladies sportster.
Right.
Sports fanatic.
Yeah. But you may learn something through this, so stick around. You never know.
This is more, I think, we're going to start off with this is more of an opinionated show.
Okay.
Where, who do you like? Who do you, or who would be on your list? Who would be on my list? Whatever.
Sure.
But we might get into the realities of it as well.
Yeah.
I
agree.
Just because I love lots of Cleveland players, past and present, doesn't mean that they're always the best.
Okay.
Probably not.
They've had some remarkable seasons. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Where are you starting?
I did have a shout out.
Yeah.
But I'm blanking on something, but I'll come back to that.
Okay.
We can do a shout out in the middle of the show.
It's our show. We'll do whatever the hell we want.
We should probably play a Gallows promo.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that in the middle.
Okay.
Because this show is going to be kind of like, a melting pot.
That's fine.
So let me get to my topics here.
Sure. Oh, you go ahead and find your topics. I will say this. The Gallows, we put out show number 20 last week.
Boom.
We're going to be putting out another show tomorrow, show 21. Looking forward to the feedback on this. A lot of what we're getting is doing good. A lot of the shows are really getting upticks in the number of listens. So that means that you guys are doing your part out there, and we really appreciate that you're sharing, getting that information out there. There may be a few of you that have not had the opportunity to listen to any of the Gallows shows yet. We encourage it. It's all about executions. It's all true crime based, but there are cases that end in executions, which most of you have probably heard the spiel a couple times. So if you're interested in really the grisly side and just getting down to brass tacks when it comes to our criminal justice system and those kind of things, it's a show that we're putting a lot of time and effort into to try to make it something that's very informative, yet it's an entertaining listen. If you're into Dateline and stuff like that, I think that this is a show that will definitely appeal to you.
And every show's getting a little bit better. Just kind of like the Harper, we're finding our lane.
Yeah, our niche.
Our niche. And so, you know, it's just the way it is. It's, yeah. It's the evolution of stuff.
Absolutely.
All right. So sports, and more sports.
All right, here we go. All sports.
So I was thinking about this. And I'm like, yeah, let's just do a little bit of a give and take here. I was almost going to do like a all right. It was like a battle, like a playground pick'em.
Okay.
To where we had all MLB players in the pot, and we were going to each take turns picking our teams, and then. But then I'm like, yeah, that's just going to be an hour.
That's too much.
Splooge.
Nobody wants to watch us draft.
No. So I thought it'd be more fun. We'll start with football.
Okay.
Football, even though baseball is now,
yeah.
Or should be now.
Yeah.
It's not. It will be shortly here, though. I have full faith.
Yes.
I'm hoping by the All-Star break, when it should have been, they'll at least be started July 1.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. So, football. I want both of us, and this will be easy for you. You might have to think about it a little bit, but all right. So, this is all time.
Okay.
In your mind.
Yes.
This can be, this is more of your favorite, though. This is where I want to go favorite first.
Okay, my favorite.
One offensive player and one defensive player.
Well, my favorite defensive player of all time is super duper easy. That's
right there,
Brian Urlacher.
Yes,
yes. I mean, that dude is a killer. From day one, he was all class. He was never involved in any kind of an off-field anything. Not a DUI. Not a domestic. Not anything. He went into the Hall of Fame as a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Why don't you tell our listeners who he is and what he...
He's a middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears.
There we go.
He was drafted number 9 overall as a safety, but he was so big and so fast as a safety, they put him at middle linebacker. Sideline to sideline, easily one of the best ever. He goes right up in the top 3 when it comes to just being able to hunt guys down. He's one of those guys that doesn't go into the Hall of Fame with a ton of sacks because it's not the way the position's played. I think he had...
He didn't have large sacks?
I think he had three less sacks in his career than Ray Lewis. I mean, they just... That type of middle linebacker position, but tackle mongers. He had a season of over 200 tackles. I mean, and like
fuck killer anyways.
Yeah.
He was good. Great. He was. If he hadn't killed somebody, he'd be in my all time number one. Even though I hated the Ravens.
Yeah. So that's definitely the easy one. My favorite offensive player of all time, honestly, not from my team. It's not from either one of our teams. It's without a doubt Marshall Faulk. I know that it wasn't a flame that burned as long as some other guys do, but there was a point in time when he was playing for the Colts early in his career. I don't know if you remember. Most people remember him as the Rams teams, the great Rams teams, you know, the one that won a championship.
Sure.
They lost the cheater Super Bowl to New England and stuff. That dude, he was the first running back to ever catch 100 balls in a season. He broke over 2,000 yards multiple times. He was over 30 touchdowns, I think, once or twice. Just so elusive. He was kind of like a Barry Sanders, where he didn't have that top-end speed, but like you could not catch this guy in space. He did everything right, everything well. Another guy, I'm big on character, guys. Never a single problem of any type on the field, anything. Another first-ballot guy went into Canton, and I loved sitting down. It was one of those games where during his time period, you watch the games, and they talk about him half the time because you have to know where that guy is on the field all the time.
Sure.
I mean, it was the fun side of me watching a player that I really like and enjoying that they talk about him all the time because he's the guy that I like, to where I hate it if it's Green Bay and they're just like, oh, Aaron Rodgers can do no wrong. Bleh, bleh. So that's probably my favorite all time.
Those two, huh?
Those two.
All right, so that's more past. this point.
Well, yeah, you're saying all time.
No, right, correct. So if you had to pick two young bucks out there right now, who would be your two favorite offensive and defensive?
Well, see, it's kind of skewed because I like guys that don't necessarily play for my team.
Sure.
Like,
that's why I'm asking you these questions.
And you can pick on me. I made an idiot move last year in our keeper league, and I gave up Christian McCaffrey, and yeah. I love Christian McCaffrey.
Is he the guy right now?
He would be because he does it all. He is Marshall Faulk bulked up. I mean,
he's the running back for Carolina.
Yeah. I mean, and he's one of those three down running backs. He catches 100 balls, has 18, 20 touchdowns. You know, he gets the goal line carries, the third down catches. This guy does it all. I mean, he's
okay.
He's magical, and he's a generational player. I mean, to see another Christian McCaffrey anytime soon is not on the horizon. So,
all right, what about defensive?
Defense is tougher because there's so many guys that play, and I feel like it's one of those things, too, to where a lot of the guys on defense, especially like the super impact players, they have a very, very small window these days. I mean, you remember like Clay Matthews, right?
Mm-hmm.
There was a four-year period in Green Bay where like the whole league was afraid of this guy. You know, he just hunted everybody down. And then a couple injuries and you fall off because if you lose a step on defense, you're pretty well had at that point. That being said, probably going to come as a shock to you, but a guy that I would hitch my wagon to in a minute would be the younger Bosa boy. That plays for San Francisco. He plays on
he's a terror.
He plays on a really good team to where you can't double team him every play. And if you actually focus in and you watch him play, almost unblockable. I mean, even the plays that a team gets to play off, that dude lives in the backfield. He's got amazing hands, amazing feet. He's built as somebody that's going to play for a long time. Outside players, if they don't lose a step, they do really well for a long time to where I think that kid's going to be making an impact in the league for quite a long time.
Sure. So for me, we're going to go like all-time favorite.
Yeah.
So growing up, my two favorite teams were the Bears and the Browns.
Yeah.
Loved the Bears in 85, 86. And then I just, you know.
Yeah.
Then they went away. And I never disliked the Browns. Always loved the Browns.
Sure.
But, you know, as a 10-year-old, they kind of like, oh, look at these guys.
Yeah.
So I think my defensive player is Singletary.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I loved Singletary too.
Just from that era.
That era.
And sticking with that era, just the running back for the Browns, Kevin Mack.
Oh yeah?
And he didn't have accolades and Hall of Fame numbers.
I liked Mack though.
Yeah, but
Mack was legit.
Now I don't know if he was that much better because he had Beiner.
Yeah.
And you know.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome, but I'm not going to go too far outside the lines as far as like, because I didn't watch a lot of other teams. Yeah, I mean, you got Emmitt Smith you could throw in there.
Yeah.
He was pretty awesome. I mean, did you get all the wide receivers in the world?
Oh, there was a huge wide receiver generation.
Yeah. I mean, I actually, when I first wrote this down, I had Jim Brown, but I'm like, I never watched Jim Brown play.
Right. Like, I had thought about saying Walter Payton when you gave me that question, but legitimately, the 86 Super Bowl, the 85 Bears, you know, that played in January 26th of 1986 was when they won that Super Bowl. I was six.
Right.
And that was the first football game I had ever watched. And that was near the end of Walter's career. He only played a couple more years after that to where I didn't get to see the Walter that you see highlight reels of.
Right.
To where that's why I didn't pick him because I didn't spend the time to sit and watch him when I was that age.
Sure.
So that was the only reason. Just because people that know me, I'm sure are like, really, you didn't pick Walter? Because Walter's the greatest of all time in my book. I mean, that's the vote that I give him 100%. Just based on what he did. He played on really bad teams for most of his career and still was unstoppable. Was a beast.
That's right.
You know, hardworking guy. Again, and the most stand-up guy ever. I mean, for the Man of the Year award in the NFL is called the Walter Payton Award. You know,
Man of the Year Award.
For the best human being that actually is in the league. So at 1,800 players, that's kind of ridiculous.
That's pretty cool.
It is. So who do you have for your current guys, though?
Current?
Like guys in the league now.
The Chubster.
I mean, I know that you love that dude.
And the Garrettster. Bam! Helmet to the head.
Are you like, I mean.
That's just a complete homer. But.
I could have plugged Garrett, though, in there because I think that guy is still scratching the surface.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the version we get of him this year is going to be this unstoppable. I think that last year he became a little more unstoppable, but it was a little bit uncontrolled.
Yes.
You know, the way that things kind of went because he even had some bad penalties in the games before the whole Pittsburgh debacle. I think that he is laser focused. That dude is going to come in Machineville and just start trucking folks this year.
I do too. And I'm sure he's got some help out there. I know they've added pieces and parts here and there. I haven't paid 1,000%.
Yeah.
But I mean, the draft was good.
Yeah.
I know they did some free agency. They did a lot actually in free agency.
Dude, I'm going to tell you what you did is you got an offensive coach that they wanted to pick on this guy about the way his men, because he was the coach of the offensive coordinator in Minnesota before he came to Cleveland as head coach. People want to complain that he only had like 140 yards in the playoff game last year.
Right.
Against the 49ers. Basically, his offense could have worked against them if he would have had the personnel to do it. Minnesota's offensive line was shambles by that point of the season, and that doesn't show up on a stat sheet. So I felt bad like they were kind of throwing rocks at Cleveland's new coach when he really didn't deserve it.
No.
I mean, that dude has been scoring points for the last 4 years that he was there. I mean, they've been to the playoffs 3 or 4 years. I mean, he rebuilt Kirk Cousins' career.
Do you want to know who I wish was my favorite offensive player?
Yeah, Odell Beckham Jr.
Who I want to be my favorite offensive?
That's who it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I love some Chubb. Sorry.
Hey, I like that Odell came out yesterday or the day before, and he's like, this is going to be my best year yet. Like, I'm jacked for this season. Like, there's no more talk about him being traded and getting out of Cleveland or nothing like that. All in for the land. That's what he's here for. But Cleveland rebuilt their offensive line. You have two Pro Bowl caliber running backs. You have two Pro Bowl caliber wide receivers, and their third and fourth option at wide receivers in Higgins and who's the other kid? Like, they're not bad.
I mean, they loaded up on some tight ends.
Yeah, they've got three tight ends. I mean, signing Hoopler. I mean, he's one of the best tight ends.
They got
a
blocking tight end. They got Njoku, who, if he can catch the ball, he's great and doesn't get concussed for.
Right, and Hoopler that does both.
Yeah.
I mean, you built a Ferrari. So hopefully.
It's not muddy.
Yeah, well, hopefully you got Jeff Gordon driving it now.
Yeah.
Because there is no excuses left. This has to be the year that Baker breaks out. And he had an amazing rookie year. Last year, no excuse for all the turnovers and all the stuff. I don't care about your offensive line. There's a minute. Other good quarterbacks with it. Right. Not this year, man. And you're in a division that's going to be blood.
So here's what my take on Baker real quick. So come out blowing the nuts off things in the first year, right?
Yeah.
Game four.
Really just the second half, though.
Right. But game 4 or 5, whatever, came in. did great. Exceeded anyone's expectations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's adrenaline. Some of that's like, God, I'm here. Now it's kind of like the Kelly Holcomb effect, right? Then when you know you're the starter and it's your job – ooh, shit,
yeah,
man.
Things change.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to focus a little bit more. Maybe it's not all going to be fresh, you know, virgin soil for me to just go out there and blow down. But so I don't know. I think, like Garrett, he should be. And if he's not, well, then he's not the guy. But he should come out laser-focused. I know what I need to fucking do. I am Jeff Gordon driving this Ferrari.
Yep.
Let's fucking do it.
Like, they need to be hanging 35, 40 points a game on every. They need to look like the Chiefs.
They also.
They've got that talent level on this team.
They also. See, this is where I wish Baker would be. And maybe he is, because he seems like he's very, hey, I'm take charge kind of guy.
Yeah, he's a competitor.
I wish. Now, maybe he wasn't ready to do this with Freddie, but I wish Freddie's calling a bunch of shit plays. Man, I'm audible in this shit. Something. I'm not going to change it at the line.
He ain't Peyton Manning yet.
I'm not going to change it in the huddle. You can't do that in your second year.
He ain't going Omaha yet.
I know. But what I'm saying is, in that situation, this guy's, what is this Hill Jack doing? Calling Metcalf up the middle every time. No. You know?
That was a reference to the 90s amazing play calling by the Browns. Is what Metcalf up the middle was right there.
So, I don't know. I'm ready for him. Not going to start talking the SB bullshit. But,
I'm going to be real honest. Like, everybody's talking about Baltimore, and Baltimore's going to be really, really good again.
Sure.
And that's going to be a fight. But I'm going to tell you what. I think Pittsburgh's going to suck. I feel like this is the year. This is just the year that they have too many holes and too many problems to go on. The team to watch in your division is going to be the Natty, man. I'm drinking the Joe Kool-Aid, bro.
He could have like a...
That dude is legit all the way. He's going to shatter. And unless he gets hurt, he is going to shatter every rookie passing record out there.
Okay, great. I don't care. I think he's going to be a lot like Haskins. He's got all the tools.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's my opinion. He's got all the tools. He's don't really have much of a team around him.
He's got better than you think.
Well,
he's got a pretty decent running back in Mixon. They got Green coming back, and apparently he's 100% healthy, and he's going to be ready to roll. He's going to have some dudes to get the ball to coming out right away.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, so.
Next.
You're a quarterback.
I'm a quarterback.
Lean, mean, throw a slinging machine.
Slinging.
Who's your left tackle? All time, who's your left tackle? You got to pick one.
Jonathan Ogden. No, it's no question. Everybody's going to say Joe Thomas because he played the record number of snaps and that kind of stuff. Jonathan Ogden.
Wait, is that the...
he's the Raven.
The blind side?
No, that was...
Blindsider.
No, no, no. Okay. Jonathan Ogden. Again, you'll love this fact. When the Cleveland Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens, they had two first-round picks that year. Do you know who they were?
Apparently Jonathan Ogden.
Uh-huh. And
Ray Lewis.
That's right. Both Hall of Famers. Lockdown. Everything you could ever ask. 15 seasons. Missed one game in his entire 15 seasons. And it was in his last season because of his toe. He did have a couple games that he sat out, like when the playoffs were like not in question. And like that's why he didn't have that kind of a streak like Thomas had and stuff like that. But that dude was everything at left tackle. Like,
well, I'm going to say Joe Thomas because I'm a homer and that's how I live.
But you can't go wrong with that vote.
No.
I mean – I wouldn't be sad if you were like, no, you can't have Ogden. You're taking Thompson. Okay. I mean, it's half dozen of one, six of the other. It's just a personal preference thing.
Sure. I'm sure Ogden was a little bit bigger, too, and probably could block a little bit more cheddar. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And left tackle. Hey, way to go, Cleveland, man. They got two guys now that can play it. They signed Conklin, which what an amazing people. It's one of those signings that, like, people aren't even talking about now. When they sign, they're like, oh, cool, they signed a good offensive lineman. No, this guy is a Pro Bowl year-in, year-out tackle. The only reason they even had an opportunity to sign this guy was because he was a cap casualty in Tennessee. Because, basically, they have Tannehill now, and they had to pay Tannehill because he's a legitimate quarterback now that he's not in Miami. They just couldn't afford him. That's the only reason that Cleveland even had a shot at him. And thank goodness that he had some relationship with people in Cleveland's front office. Yeah, and then you draft one. I mean, the kid that you draft, 10th overall, is projected to go third or fourth by everybody. It ends up being the third tackle off the board. Easily the most NFL-ready tackle to come out of this draft.
Is that the Alabamian?
Yeah. I mean, he is absolutely ridiculous. Your center is already a beast. I mean, you're going to have a little bit of question at guards, but they're going to get that figured out. They've always – this guy that's the coach – has always done a good job of piecing offensive lines back together if you have anything at all. I mean, he was literally working with, like, tape and bubble gum last year in Minnesota. I'm telling you what, and being able to run the ball, you watch Dalvin Cook the last 2 years. I mean, he's all about running that football.
Growing up a Cleveland fan and watching, like we said prior, Beiner and Mac just running it all day long.
Yep.
And, I mean, it was anything in the AFC North. That's just how it was.
Yep.
But – we want to get back to that. It sounds like we are. We got a fullback.
Yeah.
We got a blocking tight end. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Fun.
Okay.
What else you got?
Most hated. Now, this is going to be tough for you. I know you got a couple.
Okay.
Most hated NFL player of all time.
Brett Favre. Still doesn't even pale in comparison.
So, discount double check? No.
He definitely rides shotgun. I mean, that's the first mate right there. He's number two.
Just because of the Green Bay Packers.
It's not just because of the Packers, no. And that's the entire thing. There are Packers that I have an immense amount of respect for. And I think most Bear fans, to sit there and say it honestly, you can hate somebody because he's killing us on game day, but you can look at him and be like, that dude's legit, man. Like, you tip your hat to him. I'm sorry. Brett Favre's entire career. Can you name four running backs that played with Brett Favre in his 20-year career? Go. No, nobody can. He's got the overall yards. He's got overall touchdowns. Yes, he's also the all-time leader in interceptions, the all-time leader in incompletions. He ruined the last four seasons that he played in the NFL, every one of those seasons. Interception, illegal forward pass, interception, interception. Those are how the last four seasons he played in the NFL happened.
You mean the last four plays?
That was the last play. All of them were playoff games.
You were saying last four seasons.
Yeah, it was last four seasons. That's how they ended, each season. That's how the season ended, was okay. With him fucking something up. So
you were saying it right.
He's the most unclutch player of all fucking time. He's never done anything clutch. The Super Bowl that he won is one of the worst performances ever by a quarterback in a Super Bowl. Without Reggie White and Desmond Howard, they don't win that Super Bowl. fucking terrible. It was an absolute fucking joke. This guy's career is the most overblown fucking thing in the history of pro sports. He is to quarterbacks what Emmett Smith is to running backs. Just because you got some numbers don't mean that you go up there with the greats of the greats.
Now I have him on my number one all time.
Who? You know, I'm so unfazed by this at this point because you guys fuck with me so bad about not liking these guys. Rodgers is talented. Rodgers has so much more talent than Favre ever had. I will never deny that. The dude has been hurt I don't know how many times. He's played hurt I don't know how many times. Yes. For him, it's a character and a personality issue. He's just such a dick all the time. Like, if he wasn't a dick, I wouldn't dislike him so much.
How do you know this guy's a dick?
Dude, watch him. Watch the way he acts on the field, the facial expressions. He, like, the little cheap, dirty things. He is a fucking asshole. No.
When his receivers aren't running the right route, you got to give him a little bit of a shit face.
No. The way that he talks to people on the other team and shit and fucking showboats in front of their benches and stuff, I'm going to tell you who don't do that, and that's fucking Patrick Mahomes. Drew Brees. Tom Brady, don't do that.
I don't know. I've seen Patrick Mahomes doing like.
But then celebrating with his friends. He's not over in the face of somebody else on the other team. Like when Baker did it the one time, I'm like, no, do not go down that path, Baker. Sorry.
All right.
You're getting me impassioned.
So mine is.
Your most hated. It's got to be Ray Lewis.
No.
As your most hated player of all time, it's not Ray Lewis.
I hate the owner, Art Modell, because he moved my fucking team.
He's not a player.
But that's not.
James Harrison.
Yeah.
I got to be getting close here.
Come on, Big Ben, man.
Oh, really?
Hate Big Ben.
Because he owns you? Like,
no. I mean, that's one. I mean, it's easy to hate the guy that kicks your ass all day.
Yeah, I mean, he's like 30-4 against Cleveland or whatever the fuck his record is.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
So, and here's the bigger. That would never be the case had he not been under the helm. He's that good. I can't say he's not that good, but you talk about a dick. Dude's all-time dick of all. I mean, I go on and on and on and on.
For what he does on the field or for the shit he's pulled off the field?
Everything.
Okay.
Well, it's all encompassed into one pile of shit.
I mean, he's done some really dumb shit. I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah.
But the guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer,
like, when he wrecked his motorcycle, I really wished he would have just, leg needed amputated.
I mean, when you're sharing things in common with Kellen Winslow, you're probably doing it wrong.
Yeah.
So yeah. I get it. As a Browns fan, I can see why you would have so much disdain for that guy.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's almost like, who would you want to punch in the face? You're obviously Brett Favre. I think we even have on show that you said one time that you would fight him.
In the octagon with my blown out knee that I currently have right now. I wouldn't care. And I would get tuned up, but just for the opportunity to try to land one. It would be worth it.
You know what would happen?
What?
He'd push you over, and you'd fall, and he would just lay on you like some homo.
I don't know, man. Like, the one thing that I would have on Brett is, like, I do know how to wrestle.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if I was able to get my hands on him, you know, get the old man tired out just a little bit and get on top of him, oh, yeah. I'd be like, where's those Wranglers now, bitch? Where's those Wranglers now? Huh?
What's his other commercial? That copper thing?
Yeah.
The copper, it makes me feel so young.
Yeah, you're in like six
of those.
Well,
you look like you're 80.
Carrying my big ass around for fucking 15 minutes.
Right.
So let me ask you a question then.
Si, senor.
Since we're talking about all this stuff.
Oui, mon frère.
So I just touched on it a little bit. I know this is going to be hard.
Okay.
But if you had to pick your all-time favorite Steeler, who would it be?
Well, it'd be back from the way, way back when I was a wee little kid. Be like Mean Joe Green or Terry Bradshaw.
Like, there wasn't anybody like 90s to now.
That I would have liked. Listen, I hate the fucking Steelers. When I was like 5 and Mean Joe Green was rocking it, I thought he was pretty cool. I think. No, it was a Green Bay Packer coat. Never mind.
Fuck. Really? Just when I think I know somebody.
I don't think it
Yeah, it's a Packer coat.
Green and yellow. Yeah. No. I think.
Like, not one. You can't find one guy off of any of these teams.
Jerome Bettis?
I mean, I love Jerome Bettis. From?
Is it Pitt?
Mm-mm.
Where?
Come on. I'm asking you.
Canton? Cleveland? Akron?
I am asking where he went to school.
Smithville?
The University of the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame.
Okay. Yeah.
Should have won the Heisman Trophy his senior year.
Struck out on that one.
First ballot Hall of Famer. You really can't hate on Bettis. Bettis, he's a pretty stand-up dude, too.
One guy I think I'd like to punch in the face more than anybody on those teams, Hines Ward.
Oh, fucking hated Heinz Ward, dude. Heinz Ward.
That dude was the biggest cheap shot. They
had to make a rule for him.
What was it? What kind of block was that?
It's called a crackback.
Crackback.
Yeah.
And they interviewed him not too long ago, and he ruined some people's careers because of that block.
Yeah.
And he's like, I didn't do nothing wrong. That's just part of the game.
I mean, he played inside the rules.
He did, but if you know that you're doing that shit to people, can't you hit him in the chest?
He got it back a couple of times.
Can't you hit him in the chest?
But that dude would blast right through your shoulder perfectly. I mean, probably the best blocking wide receiver of all time.
Dick.
Oh, I'm not arguing that.
All right, my shit keeps going off here.
I hate that little smiley face that he loves to put up there for the world, too, you know?
Yeah.
But you know the thing that always hurt him, like for being a tough guy, is the whole mani-pedi thing. Got a mani-pedi before every game.
Did he really?
Yeah, no joke, before every game.
What a doucher. All right, so let's wrap up football here real quick.
Okay, what else we got for football?
Your number one QB of all time. Now, this is...
It's not even close.
Okay.
Who do I think the best is, or who is my all-time favorite?
Your number one.
Joe Montana.
Okay, I'm going to go Peyton Manning. Your number one wide receiver of all time.
The number one wide receiver of all time is the greatest athlete at any sport in their position of all time, period. It's Jerry Rice. Nobody's ever been Jerry Rice. Nobody will ever be Jerry Rice again, probably in any sport.
Your number one cornerback of all time.
Corner?
CB.
Deion, baby.
Deion as well?
Dude
was in fuck. He should have been a wideout is what he should have been.
Yeah.
Lastly, your number one head coach of all time.
Mm.
Are you going to Ditka? Are we going to Ditka?
I mean, I love Ditka, but I don't think Ditka is the best head coach of all time. I think he was the right guy for that team at that period of time. Like, he fit the entire mold. Like, he was the circus master back then. But
let me answer mine first.
Okay.
Now, this is once again a Homerville answer.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm answering it this way is because he won more championships than any Cleveland football coach, so Paul Brown. Plus, he's the namesake of my fucking team.
Yeah. I mean, that's an easy one for you. I mean, I could say Papa Bear Hallis. I mean, sure. The number of things that he did.
Sure.
But he wouldn't be, quote unquote, my favorite.
See, I don't even know who to pick right now. I know you're going to say.
No, you
I know
don't.
Who you're going to.
No,
okay.
You don't.
Well, good. Well, good. So you're not going to say Belichick. Thank God.
No.
So how are you deducting your answer then?
Belichick might be the greatest head coach of all
time.
But mine is a guy that had amazing greatness in his own right and also moved the league so much further forward, and that is Bill Walsh. What he did with the West Coast offense and that 49ers team and what he did building that entire thing was incredible. I mean, you're talking about finding Jerry Rice out of Southern Mississippi State when nobody else had even heard of this kid. Trading up in front of Pittsburgh because he found out through the pipeline that Pittsburgh was going to draft him.
Ooh.
They were the only two teams to scout him. And Bill Walsh had actually got the information that they were going to take him. So he literally traded right in front of them to draft Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice
Ooh.
Was that close to being a Steeler.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Woo. Now, I'll tell you what. I've been paying attention a little bit more in my old man age here.
Mm-hmm.
Last couple years. I'll tell you, up-and-coming coach. I don't know how many years he's coached, maybe 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
But Vrabel. That dude has turned.
He's
he-
from the tree, man. He fell from the Belichick tree. I mean, he played for a fantastic program at college.
Right.
And then had an amazing
what
career.
What program was that?
OSU.
Woohoo!
I got no problem telling you that they're good.
No, but what I'm saying is he doesn't do shit always the same. He's a little bit Belichick-y, if you will. He's taking a Tennessee team that's pretty good and making them better. Probably they're probably playing better than they should be. We'll see.
He's getting the best out of his guys
saying,
right now. He's running a good program.
What I'm saying is keep an eye on that guy because as the year, he's a young dude. What is he, in his 40s?
Probably.
I mean, dude could be coaching another 20 years. Let's see what happens to old Vrabel.
Yeah. So if we're going to go down this then one time, who's your least favorite all-time head coach? And this could be because they sucked or because you just didn't like them because of where they were at or however you want to go about it.
Well, I hate the Harbaughs. Plus, I hate Baltimore. Combine the two. Is it Jim? No. Tom.
John.
John. John Harbaugh.
Yeah. From Baltimore. That's currently there.
He's just such a smug ass, too.
You like you hate him more than Tomlin.
I don't have a beef with Tomlin.
I don't know. Tomlin was a real dick about the fucking Garrett situation this last year. That's where I thought he showed his true colors.
Tomlin's a pussy.
He was such a child about that entire thing.
Of course he was. His pussy quarterback got hit in the head.
Yeah. My all-time, rest in peace, but my all-time least favorite head coach, without a doubt, is Dennis Green. After the Arizona, you want to crown him game, again, when the Bears scored 3 touchdowns in 6 minutes to come back and win that game, and there was a year they went to the Super Bowl, and it was ridiculous. Like, dude, get over it. Like, your team played really well, and Chicago played really poorly for 3 quarters, and then they turned it on and won a game that they should have won. So, and then that guy had all kinds of talent out there over the years in Arizona, never could put it together and win. So,
yep,
just not a fan.
All right. Moving into hot stove, baseball.
Baseball.
Let's do this.
Okay.
So, kind of like in football.
Yeah.
Now, I know who your offensive player is going to be.
My offensive player is...
But also, maybe it's the same guy. Defensive player as well.
Oh, my all-time favorite defensive player?
Offense and defense.
I mean, offense is Bonds. He's the greatest offensive player of all time.
Okay. In your opinion.
Statistically, stats don't lie, man.
Okay, you know, but
especially in baseball, stats don't lie.
These are opinions. You
can call it an opinion all you want
to. You could say Joey Cora, and I'd be like, well, it's your opinion.
Okay. I got numbers to back up my opinion. He's done things that nobody will ever do again in baseball in a whole bunch of different categories.
And there are some reasons why. But anyways, we'll get into that later.
You can have that all you want to. I would tell you that my all-time favorite defender, and it's probably the same as yours.
Joey Cora?
No, dude. Omar, dude. Omar Vizquel. At shortstop, now that he's retired and he doesn't have that name of an Ozzie Smith or a Cal Ripken or one of these big shortstops that people talk about. No, if you watched him play in the 90s and the 2000s, he is the greatest defensive shortstop of all time. And what was great about him was
he is really good. But
he's better than Ozzie. I've watched enough Ozzie games. He's better than Ozzie. He makes Jeter look slow and pathetic, and he did it smooth. One of the things I liked about him
was smooth.
Nothing was ever – no matter how fast he was moving to make these insane double plays and stuff that he's doing, it never, ever, ever looked rushed.
He made it look easy.
He did. Yeah. And when your shortstop makes things look that easy over that many, I mean, how many Gold Gloves did he win? 12 or something like that?
11.
11. Dude, easily for my era, my favorite defensive player ever
yeah,
to watch.
So I've got Omar as my defensive player.
Yeah.
Offensive.
Take Albert or Manny.
Well, it wasn't just going to be a homer necessarily, because baseball for me, like more like football for Jake, and maybe even every sport for Jake.
Honestly.
But for me, baseball is much more wide. I pay more attention to the players. I understand who these players are a little bit more.
Sure.
Football, it's a little bit more convoluted. So for me, as like a sphere of the last 30 years,
mm-hmm.
probably it was either going to be Ken Griffey Jr. or Manny Ramirez. I mean, of course, I love Albert
Bell.
For
offense?
Yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, it's fucking Manny all the way. And then I looked at his numbers. I was like, I didn't know that he hit 555 home runs.
Manny. Yeah.
I mean, those are legit fucking numbers.
And that's with some injuries and some suspensions on there, man.
Sure.
I mean.
He also batted .312.
One of the highest batting averages for anybody that has a home run total close to that.
Right.
Rivals Bonds.
Right. So. Did you know who has the most Gold Gloves won ever by one player?
If I'm going to take a guess, it's going to be somebody that you wouldn't think of. So
yes.
I'm going to think that it's Greg Maddux.
You read my phone.
No, I know this because he won like 10 in a row at one point as a pitcher.
He won 13 in a row.
Was it 13 in a row?
Do you know how many he won in total?
16.
18.
Yeah. Greg Maddux, but nobody's fielded the position better in the history of, I mean, ESPN, I don't know if you can even find it. At one point in time, they did like a 6-minute thing about it. One of the years when he had won one of his milestone ones, about all of the things that he does, like the sports science things. And they were basically breaking him down, like legitimately, because of the way that his delivery was and the way that he would finish. He was always, it was like having an extra shortstop in the middle of your infield. I mean, he was ridiculous.
By the way, if you don't know who Greg Maddux was, or he was a starting pitcher for the Atlanta Braves.
I mean, you should believe, know he is. He's a Hall of Famer.
I believe, well, some people are 25 listening to this show, Jake. They don't know who Greg fucking Maddux is.
I bet they do.
So that's fucking crazy. So going back to the outfielders, though.
Yeah.
Bonds is not listed in the top five of Gold Gloves.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Okay.
That dude didn't win a lot of awards that he should have. I mean, you could give Michael Jordan three or four more MVPs. You could give LeBron three or four more MVPs.
Give me two of the five Gold Gloves in the all-time outfield.
Ken Griffey Jr. is number one or number two, isn't he? He's way up there.
He's three.
Is he number three?
With 10.
I knew that he was way up there.
There's an old one, Al Kaline with 10. You won't,
I would have never gotten him.
Right, but there's a couple more that you might know.
That are like legit just over the last couple of years. Who was the kid from Minnesota? Torrey Hunter. He won a whole shitload of them up there, didn't he?
Yeah, no. All right, so we got Roberto Clemente. Obviously, that's in the 70s.
Sure.
Willie Mays. Both those guys had 12.
Should have got Mays.
And lastly, number five, Ichiro.
Suzuki, huh?
With 10.
Yeah, that dude's legit. Both sides of the ball. You can't complain about Ichiro.
So, most hated player of all time baseball. Somebody you'd like to fucking cold cock.
Oh, man, that's really, really hard.
Pow.
Basically, the entire Braves team from the 90s. I really have a true disdain for them. If I had to pick somebody off of those teams, it would probably be...
Dave Justice?
It would probably be Dave Justice.
You know who I off of that team? Greg Maddux. He wins my vote. He just looked like a dick all
Smoltz
the time.
Smoltz was the fucking dick on that staff.
I don't know Smoltz.
No, Smoltz was an asshole.
When you listen to Smoltz talk, he doesn't sound like a dick.
Oh, no, now because he's not competing. Back in the day, Smoltz was a fucking asshole. But the people have talked about, like, that dude would be out on the mound talking shit. Like, back when there was not shit talking in baseball. Like players on
Wait a second. You don't think there was ever shit talking in baseball?
Not like it is now. I mean, the shit talking in all sports is at an all-time high.
You don't
high.
Think they shit talked back not, then? I do.
No. I guarantee you it's way worse in the last 15 years because before then, there was a fucking code in baseball. Certain things that you don't fucking do or you're going to be fucking worried about coming into the ear hole. That's the equalizer that baseball has always had that they've taken out of the game a lot, and it's allowed a lot of this shit to creep in. You stand out there and you fucking talk shit and you stare people down, you know what's going to happen? Dave Justice is going to step in there and he's going to take one of the fucking ribs because you couldn't keep your fucking mouth shut, and then Dave Justice is going to come hunt your ass down. That's how that sport used to police itself.
I used to love that sport. But do you know, but there's too many fucking young guns now that just think they can just hit whoever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's cheaters.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you know who I want to punch in the face?
Who?
Two of them.
Who?
And both of their names are AJ.
Well, Przinski, it's got to be him,
and
right?
And Hinch!
Oh, the manager?
A fucking douche.
Yeah, that guy's
He's not a manager anymore, by the way.
No.
Ding.
Yeah. He's definitely an asshole all the way.
Oh, my God.
Do you have an all-time favorite pitcher? Like, that was the one you didn't touch there. I was surprised that you didn't reach out and grab a
pitcher
right there.
Apparently, when I was filling this out, I thought I had a couple positions like we did in the other one, like all-time favorite quarterback, wide receiver.
We can run through a few of those.
So,
those would be easy.
All-time favorite pitcher. Man, back when I was a young kid, like 10.
Yeah.
Like the Kansas City Royals, they had Brett Saberhagen and Quisenberry.
Yep.
Oh, I got it. Dwight Gooden.
Oh, Doc,
used
huh?
to love Dwight Gooden.
Man, you like them old Mets? Oh, you do. You like the Mets.
I love the Mets.
You do.
Yeah.
Them old Mets teams. Yeah, man, when Doc came on the scene, man, Doc and Dwight
If it hadn't been for drugs.
Who knows what that team could have
been.
Wait, Doc
and
doing.
Dwight, he was the same guy. Dwight Gooden?
I mean, Doc and Daryl.
Oh, Daryl.
I think that's the name of their 30 for 30 is Doc and Daryl.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, wrong guy.
Scared me.
Yeah. At least they both got their shit together later on in life, though.
Yeah, Doc Gooden actually, and when he became a Cleveland Indian for like a half a season,
yeah.
I was like, wow, this is pretty cool.
I fucking hated when Dave Justice came to Cleveland. I was like, you better win a fucking title here. And he didn't.
I
fucking hated that guy so
bad. I hated
bad.
Him too.
I hated that he played
I rooted
there.
For him, but when we got him, I'm like, and then he's all like, I've never been traded before. Well, get out there and hit the ball, motherfucker.
Yeah. Have you seen, not to go back to football, but just what it reminded me of, have you seen these reports of people saying that they think that there's a chance that Rodgers goes to Chicago next year? Because Green Bay drafted that quarterback, and they don't think they're going to leave him sit very long because Rodgers is owed like $37 million in the season after this one coming up, so they think that they're going to cut him. And Chicago just announced that they're not picking up the fifth-year option on Trubisky, and they restructured Foles' contract to where it mirrors a backup quarterback's. It's 3 years, $24 million with all of it guaranteed to where he's basically going to be there for 3 years. But $8 million is not starting quarterback money. So either Chicago's going to try to trade up in the draft and go get somebody next year, or they think it's going to be somebody like him coming in.
What would you do?
I'm going to tell you what. He would have to win a championship for me to come off of anything I've ever said. Anything short of that, and it would just be wasted years with that fucking old doucher in there as our quarterback. I mean –
The dude, if I'm going to tell you what,
I'm just saying. Could you imagine if the Browns would have re-signed? If the Browns would have fucking signed Elway?
No. Yeah. Right.
But people would have lost if they signed Ben.
No way.
If Baker don't work out this year and Ben's contract's up, and they're like, "Hey, we'll sign you to a 2-year deal, Ben," the fan base would lose its fucking mind.
Yeah.
So sorry, we don't have to stay on football. But
I'm going to tell you what: if I had to pick a quarterback right now of this era, right now,
yeah,
I would pick Rodgers over Brady.
That's not. I won't even engage in that. He does not even belong in that conversation. That dude has failed so last year. I mean, he had the ball in his hand with a chance to win the game and fucking didn't do it. I mean, these guys do this shit
still,
all the time.
I know, but there's a lot of times where I've watched him do this shit.
One title.
Listen, we're going to find out this year. Yeah, by the way, not one of us mentioned, well, we did mention Belichick, but we didn't talk about Tom Brady. We'll go back to football here real quick.
Loaded.
We are going to find out.
That team is fucking scary.
Tampa Bay?
Fucking scary.
But I'm just going to tell
you
what.
And they don't even have a running back yet.
I'm going to tell you what. We are going to find out if Tom Brady is real.
He's real. He's really real because he didn't have shit last year. Name his position players last year, man.
Belichick, and Belichick.
Oh, and now he's got Arians. Arians is a really, really good coach. He's been in some tough fucking positions over the years.
Didn't he coach the Browns?
Arians?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he did.
No.
Bruce?
Yeah.
He was either I think he was.
He might have been a coordinator for 5 seconds here, but no.
He went. He didn't do well.
He went to the Super Bowl with Arizona and almost won it. That was the loss to Pittsburgh.
What was the key
the
word?
I'm just saying, like the guy's proven track record.
I was rooting for him.
He's legit as a coach, man. Keep an eye on that cat.
Okay.
And you know it's fun. You know who their backup quarterback's going to be.
For who?
For Tampa Bay, for Tom down there.
I heard, but I don't remember.
It's our buddy Gabbert.
Is it Chuck?
Yeah.
I said Chuck.
Yeah. So I'm sure Chuck's
Blaine.
Gonna, yeah, Blaine. We know his dad, Chuck. So
fucking do. Okay, we worked with him.
That's name dropping right there. But I can't wait to talk to Chuck about it at some point. You know, I'm sure he's going to have a good Belichick story in there someplace.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So quickly.
Yeah.
This is going to be a quick hitter here. We just got a little bit of time left.
Okay.
We're not going to spend much time on this, but basketball.
Okay. What do you want to know? This is going to be really, really easy to me, so just run.
Sure. Your number one offensive player.
Of all time?
Yeah.
Dirk Nowitzki. Loved him the first time I saw him play. I got to watch him play for 20 years. Easily my favorite player.
You're going to make me say Mark Price?
Yeah, go ahead. Easily my favorite player of all time in virtually every aspect. 7-footer, you'll never see a 7-footer like him again.
That's true.
He's amazing.
So I was pinging and ponging back before between MJ and LeBron. I'm like, well, MJ was great.
Who your favorite is, or who, are we talking GOAT status right now? Because that's an argument that goes on forever.
I'm not really talking GOAT status. I'm just talking like, okay, I've watched these guys, and I'm like, because, I mean, I was in my, like, teens and early 20s when Michael was out there. So, you know, it's fun to watch him. Now LeBron, but you know what? You know why I don't say LeBron? I had LeBron there, but you know why I bumped him out?
Why?
Because he can't make a fucking free throw.
He shoots like 70%.
No, dude. I watched almost all of his games. Almost every fucking game.
What is Michael's all-time free throw percentage? Those two got it. I bet they're not that far apart.
Oh, I bet you they're way far apart.
No.
Dude, for the first 10 years of LeBron's career, it was like 60-some percent, 62%. It was horrible.
I don't think that's
true. When he needed to make one, he couldn't.
Now, I'm not going to disagree with that.
Okay.
He missed a lot of clutch ones.
So, I was thinking about it, and I'm like, wait, what about this other guy? This other guy that just wiped it in a helicopter. Sorry, I'm not laughing because of that. I'm laughing because how I forgot about him. The Mambo was fucking pretty much intense every fucking second, didn't let up, made his fucking free throws. I bet he's got the higher percentage of all three of those guys.
Probably.
For some reason, I'm hung up on these fucking free throws. Maybe because they're free and you should throw them in. I just put Kobe out there.
Kobe's your guy, huh?
I'm going to just say Kobe. I wasn't a huge Kobe fan, but I'm thinking if I'm going to pick somebody that I I don't know.
I don't know.
He had a pretty good work ethic. What was it? Mamba mentality.
Oh, sure. He had a huge work ethic. All of these guys do, though. I mean, all three of those guys. Like, well, you can't say anything about the work ethic against any of those three guys.
make your free throws, and I'll say others.
You know what? For all the missed free throws, go back and watch that Detroit game where he scored 26 consecutive points for his team between the fourth quarter and overtime.
But there wasn't one free throw in
there. Even more impressive that there wasn't free throws in there.
No, it was. It was, what, 25 straight?
26, I think. And to win. They had to basically carry him off the court at the end.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, do you remember the year that
No, he ran out. He ran to the locker room. He didn't even stick around.
Do you remember the year that they almost beat the Warriors in the finals with him and Dellavedova and two kids named Chad that have never played a basketball before? Like, dude was a superhuman player for fucking 3 weeks with Kyrie and Love both going down, and that was the first year that they were supposed to be, dude, like, there. I mean, that dude is next level.
LeBron is and will always be a hero in Akron and Cleveland, of course.
Always.
And I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve it, but make your free throws.
Okay. What else you got on basketball?
Defensive player.
Like that I've seen, or
a defensive player that you like. No, you're if you had to be a defensive player and you're gonna morph into him, who would you turn into? Who would you morph into?
Rodman.
Me too. Dude was legit.
I don't give a shit what color your hair is when he's when he's on the court. That dude is everywhere all the time. His entire career, loved watching that dude play defense all the time.
Yes,
I mean, and like
same.
He's one of those guys. He loved his role, you know.
And he didn't come from – he came from shit.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure a lot of these guys did, but he came from nothing, and he played over in Detroit.
Yeah.
But he was learning who he was over in Detroit.
Sure.
And then when he came to the Bulls, and probably there was a team in between there, maybe, I don't know, he knew who he was, and he was
San Antonio.
Yeah, was it San Antonio?
That's right.
And he was pretty legit when he came to the Bulls.
Yeah.
He was actually one of my favorite players on the Bulls.
Oh, really? Because
everybody liked Jordan, but I love watching Rodman get in there and scrap.
Yeah. Rodman was great. I mean, he fit that team to a T, you know. But when you got a megastar and a mega coach together, you can handle a guy like that. It's kind of like Belichick taking some of the problem children under his wings over the years.
Oh, we didn't ask that for baseball, head coach. But I have that for basketball.
Oh.
Head coach of all time. Is it the Zen Master? It's hard to disagree.
For me, it's not. I think it's Red.
Red?
Yeah.
Sauerbach?
Yeah.
Who's Red Sauerbach?
Not Sauerbach. Red Auerbach.
Auerbach. He's got a Sauerbach.
If you're going to take Paul Brown for football, Auerbach won 10 straight championships.
Was
at one
that
point
with the Celtics?
I mean, absolutely ridiculous, you know? But the one problem that I have sometimes, I mean, I'm a big Riley fan. Riley built that Lakers team, won 5 championships. Then he goes and is the front office guy, fires his coach, wins a championship as a coach with the Heat, goes back to the front office, and wins a couple more championships. I mean, that dude's got a whole bunch of fucking rings.
Pat Riley's my favorite.
I mean, Pat Riley.
Just because I thought he was fucking cool as shit.
He was awesome. The slick back hair. I mean, he looked like a gangster, running Showtime.
Gangster, movie star, whatever you want to call it. He just was like, this dude, there's nobody cooler. I mean, at first I was like the Zen Master, but I'm like, you know, that's like Belichick. The guy is great. He coached well. I guess what he did was he was able to, what did they say? He was able to...
his triangle offense and shit. Like,
well, yeah, but he was also able to manage the egos.
Yeah.
Which pretty much meant he let them do whatever
he wanted.
You
can manage all the egos you want to. At the end of the day, when you have two of the top 50 players all-time NBA history on your team, you better fucking win a lot.
Who's number two?
Pippen.
Was he considered
that
high?
Oh, dude. People forget that when Jordan left, like when Jordan was gone for 2 years.
They didn't win.
Bullshit. Fucking Pippen took him to Pippen took him to game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals basically on his own. Like it was the one season that Michael wasn't there and Pippen wasn't hurt. He was healthy the entire season. They didn't give him the credit he deserved. He probably should have won MVP that year. Unstoppable.
But I didn't win it.
Well. I'm just saying. Scotty, I mean.
No, I like Pippen. I like Pippen.
I don't. Scotty was a fucking asshole, but
he was an asshole?
He was. The entire.
Now, has your opinion.
That dude is a
has
dick.
Your opinion changed because you've watched this?
Those guys are all dicks, man. Like, yeah. The amount of shit talking between fucking Magic and Michael, like, that shit was kind of comical to me. You know, but then, like, I do love that Michael said that Larry Bird was the greatest shit talker of all time. Said you wouldn't even believe it until you're out on the court with him. It's like slow, pasty white dude that you can't stop and just talking shit the entire time. Never let it go. He said, if you made a mistake, he'd ride you for it. He said, you do 6 things right again, he'd still keep on you because he knows that it's bothering you. Like a missed free throw. Like, yeah, you made that one. Too bad you didn't make that free throw. And like just little things like that until you give him something else and then he'd leap on that. Like, I think that's kind of fun, you know?
All right. Most hated NBA player of all time. This is fucking easy for me. This is more current than it is past, but go for it. What do you got? You want to think about it?
Fuck no. Shout out to my beautiful wife on this one. Fuck you, Tony Parker. I fucking hate Tony fucking Parker.
Frenchie.
I fucking hate that guy. The entire...
Why?
He was... Dude, cocky little fucking doucher. Dude, look at the fucking guys that you have around you your entire fucking career. Don't get me wrong. Tony was good. But Tony had Tim Duncan. He's a top three or all-time power forward, you know. Easily Hall of Famer. One of the greats, right? He had Obi-Wan Ginobili there for all those fucking years. One of the most unheralded
Ginobili,
guys.
Ginobili, yeah. Well, he was badass.
Dude, and when they needed somebody to turn it on, Ginobili could fucking turn it on. Oh, you want six threes? I got six threes. Oh, you want me to go to the hole? I'll go to the hole. I mean, one of the most underrated players, I think, of all time.
And most least selfish.
Right, but then they moved the other players in and out throughout all those championship years and stuff. I mean, Popovich, probably the most underrated NBA coach of all time.
Well, he could have been on our list for number
one. He's definitely one of the best. I mean, I love his interviews because he's such a fucking dick to the media. But you watch him with his players, and it's all hugs and love, and like he's a stand-up guy all the way. He just gets tired of the media's bullshit and tells people to shut up, and I get a kick out of him sometimes for some of that kind of stuff. Least favorite coach, though, I'm going to throw this out there real quick. It's not even close.
Least favorite coach?
It's not even fucking close. I fucking hate Steve Kerr. I can't handle fucking Steve Kerr with that fucking team. Inherit a fucking team that is a once-in-a-lifetime build through draft picks and free agency. Like, that team should have never even been
put together. And then they go and cheat and get Durant.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people act like the guy's such a fucking great coach. If you'd let Mark Jackson stay in that fucking job, they fired Mark Jackson to put Steve Kerr in there. Mark Jackson would have won three championships, four championships, whatever they fucking won.
So that's who my most hated player's team is.
Is it Draymond?
Draymond.
Oh, yeah.
What a douche.
Yeah.
Dick.
Never fucking liked Draymond.
God.
No. I love that dude fell apart. Best thing to happen to him this year was COVID because it ended this season. Dude, have you seen that guy's numbers? Without the rest of the guys around him?
Oh, I'm sure.
Dude, he barely startable on most teams. His numbers are that bad.
Well, of course. I mean, you got the Splash Brothers knocking shit down.
Yeah.
And then it opens up shit for you. Of course. I mean, it's obvious.
But great players, even if they lose the help around them, they still get theirs.
They should.
He don't get his.
Well,
ever.
It's because he's a defensive player.
Fucking sucks. Fucking hate that guy. Piece of shit.
Good.
What you got next?
Couldn't happen to a better guy. Let's see. What do we got on the? That's about it, man.
Yeah,
I don't have a whole lot more.
Just did football, basketball, and baseball. Stay with the main three, huh?
Well, I wasn't gonna go hockey. I mean, Wayne Gretzky.
I mean, I could get into a spirited hockey debate with but we don't have to.
Mark Messier, I liked him.
Did you? Yeah, I'm more of a Forsberg and Sackett guy myself, but
was that like forearm and backhand? Is that what you said?
No, Forsberg and Sackett, man. Patrick Waugh.
You got to be careful when you say that. It's almost sound like foreskin and Sackett.
You can say whatever you want to. Those Avalanche teams, the Avalanche are still my team. And they fucking, that's one of the worst things that happened this year is getting fucking hockey shut down. Both my teams kicking ass, taking names. Man, what I wouldn't get for a Columbus, Colorado fucking final. That'd be the most badass shit ever.
Let's do, real quick, college basketball, college football. From what we know, which you know a lot more than I do. Best college basketball coach. Is it Krzyzewski?
Krzyzewski? Yeah. I would say.
He's a good guy,
It's either him or Wooden.
Yeah. What about college coach?
That's what I just said.
Football.
The best college football coach?
Is it Alabama? Is it Uncle Urban? Who is it?
It's probably Saban. I mean, it's not fun to say, but it's Saban. People forget
it's not fun to Saban.
It's people forget that he won a national championship at LSU before he even went to fucking Alabama. I mean, that guy's legit in every sense of the word, down to the detail. I mean, you expect Alabama to win every week because Saban's there. If you remove Saban from that team right now, do you have the same?
No.
Do you look at Alabama the same?
No,
you don't.
Do you think immediately? Do you think he stays there? He's a lifer until he retires.
Yeah. What's he gonna do?
But why would he leave LSU? LSU's a good program.
Because LSU is in Alabama. I'm not being an asshole. It's just not. I mean, they've
LSU would be Alabama if Coach Saban was still there.
They got a couple championships and stuff. I'm just saying, in the lore of college football, it's like Bill Self. He left Illinois, which Illinois has been a very good program, but he left there to go to Kansas because Illinois is a good Big Ten program, but it ain't Kansas. So, yeah, definitely Saban on that list for me for sure.
All right. Well, Yeah, I don't know who. I don't even know who I would pick. I guess I'd have to say Saban, just lack of knowledge.
Killing me,
Smalls. I don't like Saban, though. Talk about a dick.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes Saban. I just think that we have to give him his due. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's it. I hope you enjoyed your sports.
That's right. And if you're looking forward to some real sports this weekend, UFC 249 is happening finally. It is happening Saturday night, 8 o'clock ESPN for the prelims from 8 to 10. 10 o'clock, we got the main card on pay-per-view. Or if you got another way to stream it for free, you can do that too.
I heard they got 1,200 COVID tests and they're ready to roll.
There ain't going to be – no, there's not going to be fans in the stands or nothing.
No, but they have – 1,200 COVID tests. I don't know why they threw that out there.
To have all the people that are going to be there and they're rotating people, and that's going to be awesome. So, mental health, 1-888-622-HELP is the number you want to call for that if you have any mental health issues, anything going on in your life.
Don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt anybody else. Call the number.
Pip, pip.
Cheerio.